This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Palisade Peach Festival celebrates the Western Slope's most famous fruit all day today at Riverbend Park. More than half a century old, the town's festival features live music, vendors, and food trucks, as well as a host of peach-themed activities. Expect peach-eating contests, peach-themed culinary demonstrations, and events. Palisade has been renowned for its peaches since the late 1800s. Denver Public Schools released new guidelines this week that lay out consequences for student misbehavior, from bullying to sex extortion. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The district came under intense pressure to reform the discipline matrix after a high school student with a weapons charge shot and injured two administrators last year. The new matrix has seven levels of offenses. Homicide and attempted homicide are new to the discipline matrix. So is bringing a firearm to school. Those offenses would lead to a mandatory request to expel the student that could lead to an expulsion or not. There is also an emphasis on alternatives to suspension for lower level offenses. It will go into effect this school year, which starts next week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A co-producer of the popular Labor Day liftoff hot air balloon event in Colorado Springs has died. Scott Appleman was a ballooner for more than four decades and founder of the ballooning company Rainbow Riders. In a statement, Mayor Yemi Mobilade called Appleman, quote, one of the greatest explorers and pioneers of our modern age. He was 66. This is CPR News and KRCC.